A group of university students left stranded on their medical exchange in Peru have finally returned home. The Wire's Courtney Thomas spoke with Griffith University students Dakota McConnell, Lauren Marcos and Daisy Lee about how they managed to escape the country during its COVID-19 lockdown.
While Australia's managed to have a slow lockdown process for containing COVID-19, other countries like Peru didn't give much warning, leaving students Dakota McConnell, Lauren Marcos and Daisy Lee stranded with no way to get home to Australia. The three Griffith University students were on their medical exchange program when events suddenly turned in the wrong direction. Dakota McConnell says he wasn't sure he was going to find his way back home.
Before the lockdown was actually put in, nothing was really wrong. There was no indication that anything was going to happen in Peru. I mean, we were just doing our sort of normal things. We actually did our weekend trip to Lake Titicaca, and it was the day that we got back, like the night that they announced the whole country was going into lockdown and we wouldn't be able to go anywhere or do anything. So it was a bit of a shock. It all just sort of came out of nowhere. And then initially we thought that the lockdown might just end after the 14 days, as they initially said, but as time went on and things sort of got more dire, it became a bit more obvious that we were stuck and there was nothing we could do or no way to get out. We started to get a bit worried about being able to get home, back to families and back to study and stuff like that.
Not only were they affected by closure of borders, but their peers were left stranded, unable to return home to their families.
There actually ended up being five of us. So the three of us were in one apartment together, and then we made two friends that were from a medical school in Exeter in England, in a different apartment but in the same complex. So they actually ended up getting stuck as well. Same situation, they struggling to get flights home and stuff like that as well. So it was all a bit scary, but we had each other to sort of lean on and talk.
Despite the long trek to Sydney, the three students still have to find a way back to the Gold Coast.
The repatriation flight was organised by a private Australian company, and then that company worked with, I think, government officials here in Australia to get the approvals done. But it was quite an expensive ticket, and then it was quite a journey to get from Peru back to Sydney. And obviously we're now in lockdown here in our hotel in Sydney for the next 14 days. And then after that, we have to try and arrange transport to get from Sydney back to the Gold Coast. So we'll probably end up having to hire a car to get home, just because of obviously we have luggage for our international trip to take, and there's three of us. So it's just going to be a bit easier for us to get a car and drive over the border. But yeah, we don't know what sort of challenges we might face trying to get home still at the moment, given that things continue to change on a daily basis.
Student Lauren Marcos is also quarantining in Sydney. She says the lockdown experience was so unexpected.
We sort of knew that we were in a country that obviously, you know, didn't have a health system that was as up to speed as Australia, for example. And obviously, I think inter-government forces, there tended to be a little bit less, I guess, communication at times. Like, for example, how we just sort of overnight found out about the border closures and whatnot. However, we overall just experienced that we sort of can't put words to. We've all kind of tried to discuss with each other, like, what would be the best sort of word to describe it, and we kind of can't put words to it.
She says there's a lot of misconceptions about the quarantining process.
I think there might be a bit of misconception as well. Like, for example, a lot of people were saying to us, oh, like, how great, you've been put up in a 5-star hotel, whatnot, which we were lucky enough to be put up at the Marriott in Circular Quay. I guess, you know, the comfort of the beds and having maybe a nice bathroom, like, you're still stuck in a very small room and, you know, you don't get any contact with the outside world. And even, like, giving meals and things, they leave it like a little cloth at the front of your door, so you don't even really get contact with people serving your meals. So it is, in terms of, like, mentally, can be quite a taxing time. So just for, I guess, the public to be very mindful of that, and especially us coming from Peru and others who come from Peru who already did a 14-day isolation.
Daisy Lee says her trip was a surreal experience with the lockdown.
We were in Cusco, not Lima. There was maybe one case of coronavirus at the time. No one was really panicking. No one around us was panic buying. Like, no one was really had any mind or any thoughts about it, really. Everyone was just going about their day. And then the lockdown happened quite suddenly. family, so we weren't really expecting it to happen.
While the trip back home was unnerving, many Australians are still stranded in Peru and other countries across the world.
Really trying to get help for any of the Australians that are still stuck in Peru overseas, just because it's the Peruvian government, I think, is very leaning more towards extending that lockdown period. So I think it's just going to get much harder for Australians overseas in Peru, or I guess, well, anywhere overseas to get back home. It'd be really great if everyone could really help.
And that story was by Courtney Thomas.